Know. Live. Transform. This is 702. This is 702. For the curious.
Anyway, let's get straight into it. Of course, as I said, we heard the news just now in the latest Eyewitness News Bulletin that we have. Is this a floor crossing? But anyway, someone leaving a particular political party, joining another political party. That's, of course, Mr. Sizwe Mqunu. I just want to give you a bit of background in terms of this. Very interesting. Now, with just under 60 days, that's 2 months to go until the 8th of May elections, former Democratic Alliance KwaZulu-Natal provincial leader Sizwe Mqunu is amongst 5 new leaders of the opposition parties who have decided to join the ANC today. Now, Mqunu was the leader of the DA in the province between 2009 and 2015 and is also joined by the National Freedom Party's deputy provincial chairperson, Jabulo Mlaba. Now, others who have joined the ANC include Claudel Chetty Naidu, currently a ward councillor of Ward 28 in Msunduzi local municipality, as well as deputy caucus leader of the DA in the same municipality, and Renisha Judge Mohan, who is ward councillor in Ward 30 in Msunduzi local municipality. Now, Naylene Naidu Atwaru is also another DAPR councillor from Msunduzi to have joined the ANC. Very interesting. It seems that most of these defections come from Msunduzi. We'll definitely seek Sizwe Mqunu's insights on that. And obviously the big question is, why would someone make such a big move just before the elections? Good evening to you, Sizwe, and thank you for joining us.
Joshua, good evening to you and your listeners. And it's indeed my pleasure to be on your show today.
Great one. Thanks, man. Look, so, I mean, one of the things that also stands out for me is that you, you are the longest public serving member of the DA who happens to be black. And this is obviously a massive announcement, a massive shake within the political party. What prompted this decision on your behalf? Why would someone, after serving for such a long period within the Democratic Alliance, then 2 months before the massive national election, across the country, move from the DA to the ANC?
Yeah, Gashal, let me indeed say to you that a decision of this magnitude is not a decision that one would take overnight. It is a decision that has to be informed by quite a number of factors, and the rationale, therefore, should be convincing or compelling for one to take that move. I have done a very deep introspective exercise, mm-hmm, as to my role in politics and in South Africa going forward. And I've come to a realization that, in fact, the reason why I chose to be actively involved in politics from my very early ages was because I felt that one could make a contribution in helping South Africa to be a better country for our children and our future generation. Mm-hmm. And that exercise is obviously an exercise that would have meant that one must take a bold move to be involved and choose who do you then be involved with and who do you associate yourself with. Indeed, I have served the Democratic Alliance for over 20 years as a public representative. I actually learned, as you are, that in fact I'm the longest serving black public representative of the DA and the first black provincial leader that the DA has had. Over a period of time. I've served in the National Executive Committee of the DA for almost 10 years, if I remember correctly. But I've come to a point where I've realized that for South Africa to be better and for South Africa to be able to change people's lives, the ANC has to grow and be stronger. It is the ANC that governs this country. It is the ANC that has got the people's cry and burdens on its shoulders. Mm-hmm. With all the challenges indeed that South Africa face, but it does indicate to you that we a vehicle by which we could actually save South Africa and be able to deliver a South Africa for everybody, a South Africa that is free of crime, corruption, and all the other things, we've actually got to embrace the vision of President Cyril Ramaphosa. And that vision is a very simple vision. It's a vision of everybody working responsibly and patriotically as a responsible South African and playing his part. That is what is fundamentally behind the concept of Tumamina. It's for every South African who are basically saying, I am here to serve my country. I'm a patriotic South African, and I want to see this country improve and change people's lives for the better. And that's what I've decided to associate myself with.
Okay, now if I can just chime in there, I mean, and thanks for giving us those reasons. But I mean, a couple of things immediately once again stand out, and the obvious question is that, especially with the title and that moniker of being the longest serving black public official of the Democratic Alliance. I mean, all of these things, I mean, the ANC would turn around and say, but all of those things were blatantly obvious for the last, 25 years of our democracy since they have been in power during that particular period. A lot of people would say that from the opposition benches for a very long time, you have been pointing out the inefficiencies of the ANC. For example, all of the things that you've spoken about, our extremely high crime rate, which government has not been able to quell sufficiently on behalf of people, a lack of service delivery, the corruption, most of the things that you've spoken to, ultimately, you literally less than a day ago would have been sitting on the other side of the fence saying, but hang on, guys, you are failing us in these particular areas. So what brings about the sudden epiphany?
Geshe-la, I agree with you, but anybody who follows South African politics would concur with me when I say the emergence or the rise of President Cyril Ramaphosa to the leadership of the ANC has actually put on the table, and particularly in the South African political platform, a new direction for our country, and that direction is a direction that seeks to actually put the people's lives first and to change people's lives for the better. And you would understand that under President Cyril Ramaphosa and the new ANC and the manner in which the ANC defines its role going forward is that of saying we need to build South Africa together, and there has to be a collective approach and a consultative approach in making sure that we deliver a South Africa that Nelson Mandela dreamt of, but also a South Africa that people of South Africa have always dreamt of. And it is that vision. It is that vision that I'm saying I'm associating myself with. It hasn't helped for all these years to sit in the opposition benches and criticize without really acknowledging wherever government does well. And the time that we are at today is a time where we all need to be building South Africa and make sure that we nurture South Africa's economy such that every single South African is able to benefit through this, South Africa's economy, and people have a right to actually to choose who they want to be associated with, but also to know that they've got a government that thinks of them and cares for them. That's what I've decided to associate myself with. I am very pleased with the new initiatives and programs that have been led by President Cyril Ramaphosa in actually exposing and going into the deep roots of corruption and dealing with corruption decisively. It is very clear that the ANC today, or the ANC of today, which is the ANC that I've joined, is the ANC that wants to actually make sure that service delivery is not impeded or impacted upon by any element of corruption.
I hear what you're saying, and I think we'll come back to one or two points that stand out for me as well. But I mean, just recently, Mr. Mkunu, you will know that obviously there was a new candidate, for lack of a better term, premier candidate on behalf of the DA unveiled, Mr. Zwakhele Mwango, and I hope that I've pronounced his name remotely correctly there.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people would then say that for someone like yourself that has dedicated so much of his life to the Democratic Alliance, to have been the former leader of the province from 2009 to 2015, then in turn to be in essence overlooked, inverted commas, and Zwakhele Mwango being then introduced as the premier candidate would have created discord and unhappiness within you to the extent that you would probably say that, listen, I'm hanging up my boots. I'm not interested anymore. Thank you very much. I'm moving to another political party.
Gashol, the process of nominating a DA premier candidate is a process where every single member of the DA is invited to express interest. So everybody, then an open invitation is extended to all members of the party. Members of the party will then apply and indicate their interest, and then we'll go through a selection process, and which selection process will then make a recommendation to the national exec for the national exec to take a final decision. So there has to be, in essence, I'm saying to you, anybody who's interested to stand for that position would actually be given an opportunity to express an interest, which I did not do. I might as well just say to you that, in fact, I made the Democratic Alliance aware as early as January 2016 that I had no intentions whatsoever going forward to stand for any position in the Democratic Alliance within its own structures, but also within any of its lists. And you will also see that when the Democratic Alliance commenced, contrary to what the provincial leader of the DA had said, commenced with its list process, I am the only member of the legislature or the only sitting MP or MPL that did not apply to be considered for that position, because I had already made my interest clear that I was not going to make myself available for election.
I hear what you're saying, and of course, we now know that you have moved over to the ANC. I mean, in terms of your moving over to the ANC and having occupied quite a prominent position within the Democratic Alliance, what's your political future like now within the ANC and many of the other members that have joined as well? And there's just one small observation I made. It could be pure coincidence, but at the very same time, I just found it very interesting that, you know, amongst the people that have defected with you from the DA back into the ANC, largely come from Msunduzi local municipality. I mean, you have a ward councillor, you have the deputy caucus leader of the DA in the same municipality, as well as a councillor in Ward 30, moving across with you to the Democratic Alliance. I mean, from the Democratic Alliance into the ANC. I mean, I find that very interesting. Is that just pure coincidence?
I'm not sure if I'd refer to it as a pure coincidence or what, but let me tell you, Gashua, mm-hmm. that the councillors you've mentioned, and you are quite correct, it is two PR councillors, one of whom is a sitting regional chairperson of the DA who's serving probably her fourth term, consecutive term as the chairperson of that constituency. She has also been serving as the youngest ward councillor in Pietermaritzburg or Msunduzi municipality, as you referred to it, and one of the top performing councillors. The DA has got a public representative's performance assessment system. If you were to ask for the records, mm-hmm. you will see that the councillors that have left were the best or the top performers in that caucus or in that constituency,
right.
and as well amongst in the province. So these are people who've taken the decision individually to say they also want to leave the DA. They want to join the DA. I've had sight of the resignation letters they've sent to the leadership of the DA. There's quite a number of reasons that they put in those letters. Unfortunately, they have not appointed me to speak on their behalf. But the point is this, is that they have made their reasons known, and quite shocking revelations to an extent that they make there. You are most welcome to check with them as to what were their reasons.
So all too often what happens...
It's one of the issues that the leadership of the DA in Msunduzi must probably be called upon to respond as to why would it lose such credible and councillors of such awesome integrity?
So all too often what happens in instances like this, and I'm sure you'll agree with me there, Mr. Mkhunu, is that you were part of this, part of the DA, part of its leadership structures for quite some time. You're saying that these letters are pretty scathing. Now, I'm not going to ask you to reveal detail of what came out of these particular letters, but I mean, the one thing that for me stands out is that obviously you would have looked at those letters, and would it be a case or situation of you looking at those particular letters and then saying that, no, listen, you know what, I actually confirm, or in my mind, yes, this seems very reasonable, this seems very fair, and this is most likely what has been going on within the particular party. Do you hold that view, or is it something that is sort of there in Durban to deal with?
Look, Kashel, I only had sight of these letters when they were shared with me this morning.
Sure.
But it is indeed the kind of issue that any sober-minded leadership has got to look into and apply its mind and begin to say how quickly we resolve these issues going forward, particularly in the interest of their party. But what is also worrying here, or of concern rather than worry, is that it's not the first time that you've had credible councillors leave the DA, particularly Nomsu Nduzwe. I mean, Ward 32 councillor Clive lost at some stage. I mean, he won the ward for the first time, which the DA has never won. And a couple of months down the line, he resigned and joined the African National Congress. I can give you a list of councillors who have left. Just recently, just outside Maritzburg in Kokstad, three councillors of the Democratic Alliance and the only three sitting councillors all left the DA and joined the African National Congress. Now, these are issues that are actually, that talk to real issues of KwaZulu-Natal politics and what people believe now is a better vehicle to serve the people of KwaZulu-Natal or the interest of people of KwaZulu-Natal. And that very clearly happens to be the African National Congress. And clearly, people are uniting behind a vision of the ANC under the leadership of Cyril Ramaphosa and saying they want to deliver ultimately a South Africa for all, and a South Africa that is inclusive, a South Africa that embraces diversity, but a South Africa that will put the interest of its people first.
Okay, I take it that, I mean, I take your word on it. That's you know, what you say is the motivation behind it. Just out of interest, I mean, what position do you occupy now within the ANC now that you've made this move across?
I'm an activist of the African National Congress. I have not been elected to any position, and I have not been offered any position.
Okay, thank you. We'll leave it at that then. Thank you, Mr. Mkhunu. All the best to you.
Gashal, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and my greetings to your listeners. All the best.
Thank you so much. There was Sizwe Mkhunu, former KZN DA leader, as you heard, just defected to, of course, the ANC, along with a couple of other members from the, or former members of the DA, should I then say. Looking up at the time, 28 minutes past 8 o'clock. Up next, looking forward to the conversation I'm about to have with Paulie van Wyk.
Connect.
Engage.
Change.
This
is 702
for the curious.